Father, we thank you for the power in the name. We thank you because it is written that he has given him a name which is above all names, far above every principality and power, and far above every name that is to be named. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Father, we give you praise. Accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. Father, open our understanding. Lay your hands upon us. In Jesus' name, amen. Your prophet and your destiny. The prophet and your destiny. In the book of Hosea, chapter 12, we read a very, very deep and interesting verse, verse 13. Hosea 12, 13, very, very deep and interesting verse. And by a prophet, the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt. And by a prophet was he preserved. Brought out by a prophet, preserved by a prophet. Whoever you are, and whatever a person is today, somebody must have helped you. No man can succeed without the assistance of people. No matter how brilliant you are, no matter how gifted you are, no matter how talented you are, no matter how anointed you are, you cannot succeed without destiny helpers. It is because man has always needed help that makes people run here and there in their time of need. No man can fulfill his destiny all by himself alone. Every life is daily dependent on the goods and services of others. God has structured the world in such a way to make nobody an island. Even the biggest and strongest nations are beggars without the help of those weaker nations whose resources service their nations. The greatest rulers are helpless without simple things like drivers, soldiers, cooks, cleaners, dry cleaners. The car you ride was made by someone, sold by someone else, and serviced by someone else. So no matter how rich you are, you cannot eat your money. That money is just a means for buying the help of others. Nature is interdependent. We breathe in the air, exhaled by plants. The plants also breathe in the air, exhaled by us. This is how God has made the world. Nations need helpers, how much less individuals. No one can all on the planet, I decree, that may the good Lord send the helpers. When your enemies see, they will run away in terror. In the name of Jesus. May your helpers never be small of you. May you have helpers that will make you recover what the enemy has stolen. In the name of Jesus. In our daily work, we encounter people who are distractions and who add no value to our lives. But then there are vital contacts that God has arranged to bring us into our prepared place. It is a great prayer that God should open our eyes to these divine connections. Meaning that we are all the product of other people's inputs. And this is a very, very serious matter. There is a strong connection between a person's destiny and the prophetic covering over his or her life. Strong connection. And by a prophet, the Lord brought us Israel out of Egypt. And by a prophet, was he preserved. Here comes the first lamentation. The psalmist lamented. He said, our signs are lost. We see no longer our signs. And there are no longer any prophets. And no one knows how long it will take. The prophets are in scarce commodity. There is a strong connection between the destiny of a person who wants to serve God, living God, and the prophetic coverage over Israel's life. For example, God raised Moses as a cover for Israel. There was no way Israel could have had any destiny without Moses. There is nobody in the Bible called Timothy without Paul. So it is very crucial and critical for us to understand the connection between a person's prophet and their destiny. I want to make seven statements now that will help us to understand what I'm saying better. Statement number one is you deserve what you decide to tolerate. Two, the deafest person is he who refuses to listen. Three, spiritually, no one can be suspected without your permission. Four, in a mad world, only the mad people are normal. Five, do not make someone a priority when the enemy makes you an option. Six, you must know when the will of someone in your destiny is over. And seven, you must recognize the four most important days in your life. You must recognize the four most important days in your life. One, the day you were born. Two, the day you meet Christ. Three, the day you figure out why you were born. And four, the day you die. Between the time you are born and the time you die, you need a prophet. A prophet. So, bring you out of it and also to preserve you. This is a very serious situation, which is not very, very clear to most people. And because of this, a lot of people have forced their muses. Some are quarreling with their Paul, and the destiny now becomes a disaster. When God really wants to beat you spiritually, He will send somebody away. And every one of us need this help path of destiny to enable us enter into our promised land. Breakthroughs will be connected to another person's vision or ministry. If you do not meet the kind of prophet you need, you cannot do what you're supposed to do, because you require the prophet to bring you out of Egypt and also to preserve you. If you do not do what you're supposed to do, you cannot become what you're supposed to become. There is always a prophet out there prepared by God to connect you to your divine destiny. Therefore, any power that removes that helper is erasing your destiny technically. Any power that binds you from meeting that prophet is erasing your destiny technically. And when you are disconnected from that divine prophet, a person crawls unknown into an unknown grave. So the pathway to destiny fulfillment is putting your hands in the hands of the prophet of your destiny, who will take you out of Egypt and also preserve your life. This is a situation which we must seriously look at, and we must pray seriously about. And it has caused so much heartache, so much trouble, so much problems. We are going to talk to the Lord like this. Say, my Father, open my understanding. My Father, open my ears in the name of Jesus. My Father, open my understanding. My Father, open my ears in the name of Jesus. My Father, open my understanding. My Father, open my ears in the name of Jesus. My Father, open my understanding. My Father, open my ears in the name of Jesus. My Father, open my understanding. My Father, open my ears in the name of Jesus. My Father, let me experience the touch of the power of God. My Father, open my understanding. My Father, open my ears in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Every attack to bind me from my prophet, I scatter them now in the name of Jesus. Every attempt to bind me from my prophet, I scatter them now in the name of Jesus. I scatter them now in the name of Jesus. I scatter them now in the name of Jesus. I scatter them now in the name of Jesus. I scatter them now in the name of Jesus. I scatter them now in the name of Jesus. I scatter them in the name of Jesus. I scatter them now in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's go on. There is a situation where everyone takes a decision on a man's life. And the decision taken by others on a man's life, although it's binding on the man, but the man refuses to yield to that decision. This is where the prophets come in, and this is where the usefulness of the prophets manifests. I pray that the role of that prophetic in your destiny will not be erased in the name of Jesus. Searching through the scriptures, your prophet has a minimum of 7 roles to play in your life. Searching through the scriptures. 1. Deliverance. 2. The release of your prescription for your life and destiny. 3. Manifestation of your potentials. 4. Showcasing your progress. 5. Protection. 6. Immunity. 7. Connecting to your life's purpose and clarify your life's purpose. These are the rules of the prophetic. That's what the Bible says. And by prophet, the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt. And by prophet was in preserved. By prophet, the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt. By prophet was in preserved. In the book of Amos, chapter 7, Amos chapter 7, we are reading verse 2 and 5. And it came to pass that when they had made an end of eating the grass of the land, then I said, O Lord the God, forgive, I beseech thee, by whom shall Jacob arise, for is small. Verse 5. Then said I, O Lord God, I beseech thee, by whom shall Jacob arise, for he is small. That passage is talking about destiny helpers. How can he arise? By whom? For a small. Loneliness is not necessarily the absence of people. Loneliness is sometimes failure to meet. No matter how brilliant a man is, he cannot produce a baby alone. No matter how great his intelligence. Whoever you are, wherever you are coming from, you cannot live your life in isolation. To fulfill your destiny, there must be a connection between you and people strategically positioned by God to assist you in realizing your dreams. That's why it says, by whom shall Jacob arise before he is sworn? The parable of the Samaritan is talking about destiny helper. I remember the story of a woman who wanted to go and join her husband in a particular country, but every time she went to the embassy, they refused her visas. 7 years, she couldn't get her husband. One day, she had a message like this, and she prayed against blocker spirits. Spirits that block you from contacting your prophets. Spirits that block you from contacting destiny helpers. She also prayed a prayer to leave her destiny helpers. So she went to the embassy. And that morning seemed to be a terrible morning because the place where they put her, everybody was being refused the visa. First person was refused, almost 30 people were refused. And she was number 14 or so. She was already shivering. All of a sudden, when they were about to call her, somebody came to whisper to the officer in charge of the interview that the boss wanted to see her. And so this lady went away from the counter when it was almost the turn of this woman. And this man just came. And so, are you the next? So, yes. What do you want? I want to go and get my husband. Okay. Come on, pick up your visa in a 3 days time. And immediately, they gave the visa to that woman. The other woman that went to the boss was back to come and attend to number 15. That is the value of destiny efforts being released. I decree that any power blocking your destiny efforts shall die violently in the name of Jesus. Any power killing your efforts shall be killed by slapping angels. And any fake occupier of the seat of your destiny efforts shall vacate in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The power of trying to terminate your efforts shall destroy themselves. And every carefully designed spiritual blindness to make you miss your efforts of destiny can be wiped away by the blood of Jesus. When you receive help, you go faster. When you receive help, you have quick recovery. When you receive help, you do great things for God. There are different categories of destiny helpers. Different categories. One, you have advisors. Just like Naaman's servants, they advise Naaman, and Naaman receive the healing. Two, we have counselors. Three, we have informants. Just like the little maid who spoke to Naaman. Four, we have good friends. Five, we have mentors, like Moses and Joshua. Six, we have workers, like the apostles. Seven, we have unsolicited supporters. Eight, we have good discussers. Nine, we have facilitators. Ten, we have compassionate association. 11, we have a voice raised for you in your absence. 12, you have husband or wife. 13, you have prayer partner. 15, you have teachers. 16, you have pastors. 17, you have godly parents. 19, you have angels of God. And 20, you have recommenders. 21, you have helpers of helpers. And then finally, you have the prophetic associates. Of all these outlined helpers, the major one is the prophet. I pray that the hand of the God of Elijah shall draw the right person to you in the name of Jesus. And your eyes of understanding shall be open to see your destiny efforts in the name of Jesus. How do I connect to my prophet? Number one, you must understand your divine assignment. You must understand your purpose, your divine assignment. Number two, you must repent from every known sin. Number three, you must pray inquiry prayers. Inquiry prayers. Number four, you can pray your prophet into your life. Men like Daniel, Ezekiel, Isaiah, they pray themselves into relevance. You can pray yourself into relevance. Five, you must demonstrate good character. Six, you must be hardworking. Seven, you must receive the announcement of a divine dream like Joseph. Eight, you must sacrifice. Show good into people's life and you look good. Nine, you must show gratitude. Never be an ingrate. And ten, don't criticize others. We are weaker than you. you were not there when God created them. Those divine programs to move you to the next level, and those who are catalysts to your destiny fulfillment, and those who are been programmed by heaven to provide the help to you, they should play a defining role in your life at a defining period. They represent the prophet that holds your hand and that will bring you out of Egypt and also to preserve you. So, my Father, connect me to my divine prophet. By the power in the blood of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, my Father, connect me to my divine prophet. By the power in the blood of Jesus, my Father, connect me to my divine prophet. By the power in the blood of Jesus, connect me to my divine prophet. By the power in the blood of Jesus, my Father, connect me to my divine prophet. By the power in the blood of Jesus, in Jesus' name we pray. Oh God, arise and open my eyes and ears in the name of Jesus. Oh God, arise, open my eyes and ears in the name of Jesus. Oh God, arise, open my eyes and ears in the name of Jesus. Oh God, arise, open my eyes and ears in the name of Jesus. Oh God, arise, open my eyes and ears in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Opportunity wasters. You are a liar. Die in the name of Jesus. Opportunity wasters are a liar. Die in the name of Jesus. Opportunity wasters are a liar. Die in the name of Jesus. Opportunity wasters, you are a liar. Die in the name of Jesus. Opportunity wasters, you are a liar. Die in the name of Jesus. Die in the name of Jesus. Die in the name of Jesus. Opportunity wasters, you are a liar. Die in the name of Jesus. Opportunity wasters, you are a liar. Die in the name of Jesus. Opportunity wasters, you are a liar. Die in the name of Jesus. Opportunity wasters, you are a liar. Die in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Father, connect me to those who will move my destiny forward in the name of Jesus. Father, connect me to those who will move my destiny forward in the name of Jesus. Father, connect me to those who will move my destiny forward in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So my divine efforts, where are you? Appear in the name of Jesus. My divine helpers, where are you? Appear in the name of Jesus. My divine helpers, where are you? Appear in the name of Jesus. My divine helpers, where are you? Appear in the name of Jesus. Appear in the name of Jesus. Appear in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I prophesy upon your life, all of you on this particular edition of Prayer Line, that the Lord will arise and silence your silences in the name of Jesus. Your mouth shall be larger than the mouth of your enemies in the name of Jesus. Those that have mocked you will attend your thanksgiving in the name of Jesus. I decree of heaven upon your life that any power that hates your existence shall die in your place in the name of Jesus. Thank you, 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 Jesus. Amen. Shout this again loud and clear. Father, anoint me to pray like a warrior in the name of Jesus. Father, anoint me to pray like a warrior in the name of Jesus. Father, anoint me to pray like a warrior in the name of Jesus. Father, anoint me to pray like a warrior in the name of Jesus. Father, anoint me to pray like a warrior in the name of Jesus. Father, anoint me to pray like a warrior in the name of Jesus. Father, anoint me to pray like a warrior in the name of Jesus. Father, anoint me to pray like a warrior in the name of Jesus. Father, anoint me to pray like a warrior in the name of Jesus. Father, anoint me to pray like a warrior in the name of Jesus. Father, anoint me to pray like a warrior in the name of Jesus. Father, anoint me to pray like a warrior in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. O God of Elijah, arise and answer me by fire in the name of Jesus. O God of Elijah, arise and answer me by fire in the name of Jesus. O God of Elijah, arise and answer me by fire in the name of Jesus. O God of Elijah, arise and answer me by fire in the name of Jesus. O God of Elijah, arise and answer me by fire in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So, O God, arise. Make my name a terror in the kingdom of darkness. In the name of Jesus. So God arise and make my name a terror in the kingdom of darkness in the name of Jesus. Oh God arise and make my name a terror in the kingdom of darkness in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.